Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, God has supplied healthy food for your spirit, soul, and body so you don't fall for the world's counterfeit. Join Kenneth Copeland as he explains how to choose proper food for your spirit, soul, and body.
Now, this is God's way of doing things. He created the man, spirit, soul, and body. He created everything in this material world. All of it. Everything. From the lowest, little tiniest amoeba, the slightest little creepy crawly bug, to grass, I don't care what it is, birds that fly, anything, whatever they are, has to be nourished. Every one of them require food. Your spirit requires food. Jesus said, "My words are spirit and they are life." Amen. Now, He created your spirit to need nourishment, has to be fed. He created your mind, your emotions, your will, or the combined term of your will, your mind, and emotions is your soul, which is part of your spirit. It uses your brain, but your soul is not in your brain, your soul is in your spirit. Now, He created the soul of man with a need to be nourished. It has to be fed. He created the natural physical body. It has to be fed. It has to be nourished. Every living thing has to have nourishment. Amen. Now, the beautiful part about this, God created the nourishment for every living thing. Everything. Amen. But now, You can't feed your spirit. You can't satisfy your spirit with something in the natural material world. You can't. It's impossible. It doesn't work like that. Now, an attempt to satisfy your spirit with a material object is the definition of materialism. Having material things is not materialism. Trying to use them to satisfy your hunger for God, that's materialism. We are supposed to be blessing, not trying to get somebody to come bless me. Jesus has already done that.
I just wish somebody would bless me.
What are you waiting on? Huh? Why don't you receive what God's already done and say, "God, send me. I can't be a blessing unless I'm blessed, but I'm open here. I'll just start right now. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll go wherever you want me to go. I'll minister to whomever I can. And by the way I am right now, I can't get very far, but I'll go as far as I can if I have to walk." Peter should have stood up and said, "We're going to the other side if we have to walk and tell that storm to get out of the way." Because Jesus said, "We're going to the other side." And Jesus said, "Where was your faith? How come you didn't command that storm to stop?" Why? The blessing was on them. They had the same authority He had, but they didn't use it. They're waiting on Him to do it. Now, our place in this now is this. Now listen very carefully to me. This will answer. If you're trying to manage your physical body by the Babylonian rules, they will toil you. They will work you. You have been redeemed from toiling for a living. You have been redeemed from toiling trying to get the fat off of your body. You can walk from here to Chicago. And if you don't do it God's way, you'll get fat coming back. I mean, hey, it don't work. It wasn't supposed to work. It's supposed to kill you. Amen. So, in God provided the food for your spirit, the food for your mind, and the food for your body. But he won't feed you. He'll get the food for you. But you're going to have to choose and eat. Remember what he said to Peter in that vision he had on the housetop? He said, Peter, rise, kill, and eat. Peter said, I'm not going to do it, Lord. I ain't never eaten anything uncommon. And he had to tell him three times, I'm telling you, boy, to eat. No. He's arguing with God about what's clean and what's not. God's trying to change the man's thinking. God has blessed you. Now, the blessing will get the food for you. The blessing will get the money to you. The blessing will make you rich and add no sorrow with it. But you're going to have to make the decisions about what to do about it. Now, for the word food, for the food to nourish your spirit, it has to be exactly like your spirit. For food to feed your soul, it has to be soul food. And I ain't talking about black-eyed peas. Now listen to me. I'm talking about food for your mind, your will, and your emotions. Entertainment is genetically altered mental candy. It has no food in it. It will not feed your mind. It will not nourish your soul. It won't build up your will. You won't have any willpower. You just sit there and watch them. You wind up doing what they do. And those are lies. None of that works. You can try it if you want to, but it'll kill you. It's mental poison. It'll starve you out. So, religion, then, is genetically altered spiritual food. It's genetically altered Bible. It's not spiritual food. It will not feed your spirit. You can't feed your spirit with material things, and you can't feed your spirit on religion. There's no food in it. There is no food value in it because there's no faith in it. The word of God will bring faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But it has to be that word. It has to be filled with faith before it can cause faith. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Now talk about your physical body. Your body don't know what you eat. Your body don't look at the table and say, you better not eat that. You got a Bible? Yeah. Did you read it? No. Well, chow down, Bubba. But now, after you get through eating it, your physical system is looking for nutrition. It has to have it. God created it that way. It's looking for nutrition. It doesn't recognize what you call food. It's looking for certain nutrition, and it knows food after it has been chemically broken down and turned into food for the body. You ate 1,500 calories and there wasn't but 40 of it food. Your body thinks you're starving. It starts making arrangements. What little we get, we're going to have to store it as fat. This fool's dying. So it has to increase the hunger to try to get you to eat more. So you eat more. Junk. Your body still thinks you're starving. And you're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Why? Your body's not getting any nourishment. It don't know what to do with all that mess. Well, what happens then? Well, I mean, man, all of your systems are all messed up. Let's apply this to your car. You take your car to the mechanic. I mean, this thing's not but 18 months old, man, running like a dog. And you take it over there. What is the matter with my car, man? This is terrible. And the guy called you. He said, there's really not anything wrong with your car. It's that pink gas you had. Where did you get that pink-looking gas in this thing? I like that gas. It smells nice. I don't like that old nasty gas. I'm going to put that pink gas in my car if I want to. Well, you don't need a mechanic. All you need is the proper fuel for your car to run on. I cleaned the tank out. I got it all going for you. And now, don't put in more of that cheap pink gas wherever you got that stuff. That's terrible, man. It's destroying your car. Well, I like that gas. So you put you some more of it in there, and your car starts running bad again. So you take it back over there to the mechanic. What's the matter with my car? You've been putting that pink gas back in there, haven't you? I told you. Well, tell me if you want to. Your car's not going to run on that gas. The people that built your car didn't build it to run on that. Now, you keep doing that. Right now, all you need to do is just put the right kind of fuel in there, and the thing will straighten out. You keep refusing to do that, and you will eventually break that car, and now the mechanic will have to overhaul it. Why? You're not putting the proper fuel in it for it to function the way it was designed. Ah, but you met somebody that said, have I got good news for you? All you have to do, you can just use all the pink gas you want. You just have to add this additive. It's only $55 a bottle, and here's your prescription to get all of it you need right here. Use all the pink. Don't make any difference what you put in your gas tank as long as you put this in there with it. Oh, good, I can have my pink gas, and my car's going to run all right. So now the car's running pretty good for a while, but then after a while you get to hearing this noise. Boom, blah, 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 blah. And you get a, what in the world has happened here? And you go back there and look, and all the tailpipe and everything just rotted and just fell out in the highway. Well, now you come, blah, 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 driving up in the mechanic's. What's the matter with my, why is my car making this noise? You still driving that pink gas? Yeah, but I fixed that. I've been putting this in there. Well, they didn't tell you that that stuff will also rot out your exhaust system? Yeah. The side effects were worse. All you had to do was go buy some right gas and put it in there. You could have avoided all of this. But you didn't want to. I'm going to eat the way I want. I know God said that, but you have to realize, Brother Copeland, this is the day of grace, not the day of law. I'll eat any way I want to. Well, that's fine. We'll be hearing from you. Right after your stroke. We'll be hearing from you right after your children come home from that state university full of dope. We'll be hearing from you because you refuse to do what God told you to do, and you're out there doing what you want to do, because if you did what God told you to do, you don't want to do that. I don't want to go over there. I want to go here. After all, God blessed me here. Well, He can up to a point. But you made your plans and then asked Him to bless them. If you'd have found out what the plan was, it's already blessed.
Right. Amen.
Amen. So if you do it God's way, healthy, wealthy, and wise. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's where your joy is. And I mean, here you are driving down this highway. I mean, dear God, it is full of potholes. It is so bad over here. This is a worse road than the whole wide world. Oh, God, how come it's this way? And I kept to keep my doors locked because I'm driving through the worst neighborhoods in the world. They're trying to steal my car. They're trying to get everything I got. Looks like every demon in hell is attacking me, Lord. Why does it matter? And right over there, just a few yards away, is a major interstate highway. And you're over here on this country road going in the same direction when you ought to be over there on that highway. And the Lord said, I told you to go get on that highway over there. I couldn't do that. Why can't you do that? Well, Lord, dear Lord, look at the rough territory I'd have to drive through to get there. What do you think that is you've been driving through? You got off on that bad highway when you should have just turned that thing around and headed it right out through the woods. I mean, run over the trees and the rocks and whatever it takes. I'm going to get on that road that God called me to be on. I'm going to be on it. And if I have to, I'm going to get out and I'm going to walk.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there. And I'm going to pray till he shows me what I'm supposed to feed on my spirit, what I'm supposed to feed on with my mind, what I'm supposed to feed on with my body. Praise God. I'm going to get on it and I'm going to live. There are people in this country now that can teach you and train you how to eat and how to believe God in all of these areas of life. And you're... all of you that are diabetics, all of you on all this other stuff, you're only just 3 or 4 weeks away from being off all that medicine.
That's it.
You're only three. I know what I'm talking about. Yes. I have been there. Amen.
Amen.
Oh yeah, but really, come on, dear God, is all you ever eat is bean sprouts and no. I eat good. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord has blessed me. But I want you to know, I had to pick up the responsibility and be willing to eat whatever he set before me, whether I like it or whether I don't. I began to seek the Lord about it in the early 70s. To teach me how to live. Teach me how to eat. Teach me. Change my thinking. There's bound to be something other than being hungry 24 hours a day. Something's wrong and it's not God. He's been right all the time. What is the problem here? And just stay with him. And just stay with him. Praise God. He'll show you. He'll teach you. He'll send you somebody that's got the answers if you're willing and you'll listen and you'll obey. It's the same thing with your finances. Dear Lord, if you are willing, I mean he'll move heaven and earth to get you out of debt, to get you free from that Babylonian system and teach you and train you where you're supposed to be and how you're supposed to be and what to do when you get there. Praise God. Amen. He will educate you. Now, we've had to learn it one piece at a time. You put all those pieces together and you have the blessing.
Does God have a plan for me?
What am I supposed to do with my life?
Now, what do I do?
What are your life questions? Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Kenneth Copeland Ministries introduces Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal, an exciting new curriculum that will help you discover step by step God's plan for your life, based on the New York Times best-selling book, God's Master Plan for Your Life by Gloria Copeland. This personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal. Learn practical ways to apply biblical truths that bring answers to your life questions. Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Connecting with God's master plan for your life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal is now specially priced at only $49.95, a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Order your copy online through our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Take the next step toward living in God's blessing and connect with God's master plan for your life today.
You know, religious ideas and just plain old human thinking has the idea that, well, you know, God may not want me in his plan. Well, now think about that. What did you do so bad that God don't want you in his plan? No, that's just really untrue. Listen to this. When you got saved, Ephesians 2:8, you're saved by grace. And in the 10th verse, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You were born again with his plan in mind. It's not hard to find it. If you'll just get in the Word of God and begin to do what Gloria has outlined in connecting with God's master plan for your life, I'm telling you, let me give you an idea of what this is like. It's like some little guy that's got a little P-row boat, and he just kind of paddling his little boat through the swamp, and he's never been any further than, you know, just a little ways up there. But somehow or another, he ventured on out a little bit further, and all of a sudden, he paddled his little boat into a mighty rushing river. Hallelujah. And whip that little boat around, and he says, "Whoa, look at this." That's what it's like to come out of the swamp of human plans and get into the flow of the Spirit of God. And I'm telling you right now, these things will help you do it. 5 CDs, 5 DVDs where you can sit the whole family down and watch them. You can take the CDs and listen to it on the way back and forth from work. This is a dynamite set, and you need to get it. Father, we thank you. We give you praise for your plan. And we're headed that way. We were born again to be in the plan of God, the master's plan, which is the master plan. And we receive it in Jesus' name. Now, today's message, religion is genetically altered spiritual food. Your spiritual food has to be exactly like your spirit, the way physical food needs to be exactly like your body, or it doesn't work. It doesn't feed you. And you may be feeding on it, but the nutrition isn't there. And I'll tell you right now, when the Bible gets messed up with religion, the faith food isn't there. Amen. Now, I taught this message at Southwest Believers Convention, so to get into it in fullness and get the whole thing unrestricted by our television time and so forth, just go over to the website, kcm.org, click on media, and just help yourself. Praise God. You'll be glad you did. Gloria and I are going to begin Sunday on our Thanksgiving week special. You don't want to miss it. We'll see you then. Until then, Kenneth Copeland reminding you, Jesus is Lord.
As pastors, we pour out on a weekly basis, and without refueling, you run out. And so I come to these to get just saturated completely with the Word of God.
I get refreshed and I get energized, and I just love it. Like, I can't imagine not having it.
For the past 6 years, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have brought the message of love and faith to the people of the Great Lakes area. People come from all over expecting to be immersed in the blessing.
We're here for the blessing just to shower on us, on my family.
You are a spirit of his spirit. You're one spirit with the Lord. You're a bone of his bone. You're flesh of his flesh. And I'll tell you, what's his is yours and what's yours is his. And you ought to be walking together. You have been named after him. You have his spirit. You have his heaven. You have his earth. You have his blessing. You have his life. You have his name.
What does it mean when we engage? That means we're going to have a faith fight, and we're going to win. And we're not going to quit until we win. It's not over till it's over.
We really enjoy Brother and Sister Copeland. They are our spiritual parents. And their teaching has really made a change in our life.
The blessing of God on our lives is designed by God to not only empower us to prosper and to succeed and to increase and to excel and to rise above, but it is also designed by God to draw attention.
It's time now that we rewrite the script, that we make it so that everything God has planned for your life, you will get it before you leave this life. Praise God.
How many know there is nothing weak in God? Our God is very great, very strong. There is no weakness in God. And God is in you.
Now faith is. So it's not a tomorrow thing, it's a now thing. Yet it has the ability to create a future.
You are debt-canceling God. You're not a respecter of person. I've already seen what you did yesterday. You got to do it today. Put your faith out there, man.
I believe this is what heaven is supposed to be like, when people from all races, all colors, all natural, all creeds can come together on one accord with one purpose, is to give God honor and glory and praise.
Worshiping God in one accord is always a part of our Believers' Conventions and Victory Campaigns. Praise and worship always set the stage for the anointing to fall.
Come and let your glory fill this room as we pray, as we worship.
KCM believes in the importance of family and provides special sessions for children. There are games, activities, praise and worship, teaching of the Word, and always a time of prayer.
These kids are realizing who God is and hearing His voice. They're learning how to raise their voice in this world and let God raise His voice in their lives.
Gloria Copeland has conducted Healing School for the past 30 years at all the KCM Believers Conventions. Healing School is always concluded with a powerful healing service. God is present to meet people's needs in their spirit, soul, and body.
Not only am I being fed spiritually, but I'm going to go home and I'm going to pass it on to my children, to my family. I'm going to feed them what I've been fed here.
Learn to live in the fullness of the blessing.
I've watched them since I was 19. I'm 46 now. And I've been watching them over the years. And just to have them here in my city, I can't even begin to tell you what they've done.
This is the year of fullness of blessing. If you'd like more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call 800-575-4455.